Let's get going here with the Camarasa Community Connection. I am your one-time and sometime news director, Marshall Hoffman, back with you this week for Community Connection interviews. Today, we're going to talk with Annette Watson. She's a board member here of the Prairie Harvest Fest that is coming up. How are you, Annette?
Harvest Fest, and I just want to let the audience know that there is room for one more board member. If you've got one lunch period a week free to give to us, we are a working board and we'd love to have you over. But we are going to have a really busy weekend coming up in September, 4-day weekend, September 26th through 29th. And we're going to start off that Friday, you know, with the homecoming parade. And by the time we get to 7 p.m., we're going to have that school homecoming game at the Big Cat Stadium. And most of our stuff is going to be happening on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So starting at 8 a.m., if you're an exercise person, you could go to the Green River Park and get involved at the Rest Kinship 5 Mile. Or maybe you're involved with the Sportsman Club and want to do something like that or play basketball. But you will have to look at us online at our Facebook or go to prairieharvestfest.com. 9 a.m. is where things happen over at the Lee Center. We'll have craft and retail vendors. And I want you to know that at 10 a.m. we're also going to do a kids mini mart. We have openings both for regular craft vendors and for kids. So if you still want to sign up, check us out online.
A mini mart for kids? Is that stuff designed for children, or is that actual kids
that stuff's
doing stuff
by
making
children
stuff,
so if
by
your
children.
Kid has always wanted to have that lemonade stand, here's your moment. I think it's more on the craft side, but you mm-hmm. can go ahead and reach out to us again, like I said, on Facebook or at prairieharvestfest.com. But we are excited because that is a new thing that we are adding to our agenda. And of course, the Stevens County Fairground will be filled with Prairie Harvest Fest activities that are free, open to the public. That's what makes Prairie Harvest Fest so unique. Free entry, free parking, and free fun based on our donations that we've been given by our many donors. So we're very blessed. But if you wanted to play Bunny Bounce Bingo, which means we'll have a live rabbit there bouncing around, covering up the different spots, and then we'll call time, and then you will see which number is going to win at the Bunny Bounce Bingo. We'll have gym mining, we'll have art, and bounce houses open. Thank you, Hosanna Church, for doing the carnival games out there. Rock climbing that is, again, free and open to the public. And do you like food?
I eat it almost every day.
Yeah, me too. It is wonderful. We have 14 food vendors lined up. So stop by on Saturday, September 27th, and check out all the different food items. And I'm sure you will find something that will make you salivate as you walk around having fun with your family.
We don't have 14 food vendors in Morris, Minnesota. Where you get them? Where you find them?
We found them just for you.
Oh, fantastic.
And there are some things happening on that day, again, that are off-site. So if at noon you want to go over to Heartland Motor Company, you can see their 9th annual car show, which I'm sure will be also a spectacular view of cars. And we are going to have, at least by the time the day clicks through at 2 p.m., we're going to have a kids' pedal pool. So thank you to Midwest Machinery for doing that out by the grandstands. 3 p.m., so the day is still going strong when it comes to Saturday, September 27th. 3 p.m. we're going to have a pumpkin craft, and we're going to have bazooka ball, laser tag, axe throwing. And again, I just want to remind you that this is free and open to the public, so please come out and stop by the Stevens County Fairgrounds. About the time we get to 5 p.m. we might be rounding out our Saturday. If you want to go watch the demo derby, please go out and check that out. And we're going to do touch a truck as well. And of course, you know what we're going to do at the end of the night, like we do most times.
Explosions.
Yes, explosions. We've got fireworks lined up. So whether you are on the fairgrounds or in the city, please peek out your window and know that it is going to be us celebrating Prairie Harvest Fest in Morris, Minnesota. Doesn't stop there, does it?